Thanks for tuning in to this special edition on the Epoch News Channel. I'm Angela Anderson. After a year-long investigation, an independent people's tribunal has unanimously concluded that prisoners of conscience are being killed in China to sell their organs on a significant scale. The forcible extraction of organs from living prisoners of conscience to use for transplant surgery and profit is known as forced organ harvesting. In a judgment delivered on June 17 in London, chair of the tribunal, Sir Geoffrey Nice, said,
"The tribunal members are all certain, unanimously and sure beyond reasonable doubt, that in China, forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced for a substantial period of time involving a very substantial number of victims."
The panel further concluded that adherents of Falun Gong have been one of the main sources of organ supply. Falun Gong is a spiritual discipline consisting of meditation exercises and moral teachings based on truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It has been severely persecuted by the Chinese regime for the past two decades. People who do the practice are thrown into prisons, labor camps, and brainwashing centers, where many are tortured in an effort to force them to renounce their faith. The tribunal also said that though they did not have definite evidence, there was a risk that Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province could be subject to forced organ harvesting. The US State Department and experts estimate that more than 1 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities are currently being detained in re-education camps. Seven experts conducted an independent analysis of forced organ extraction in China. The chairman, Nice, previously led the prosecution of former Yugoslavian president Slobodan Milosevic at the International Criminal Tribunal. The tribunal also found beyond reasonable doubt that crimes against humanity have been committed against Falun Gong practitioners. Nice said the tribunal reached these conclusions after considering all the evidence available, including testimony from more than 50 witnesses given at two of the hearings. He added that the tribunal reached out to representatives of the Chinese regime, including the Chinese embassy in London and health officials, but did not hear back from them. The tribunal, he said, did not use the regime's silence as evidence against it in reaching its conclusions. Nice condemned the crimes in the strongest terms, saying forced organ harvesting is of unmatched wickedness on a death-for-death basis with the killings by mass crimes committed in the last century. Detailed reports of the disturbing practice first emerged in 2006. Investigators concluded that the rapid expansion of China's organ transplant industry since the year 2000 is explained by forced organ harvesting primarily from Falun Gong practitioners. Nice said the tribunal made a series of findings regarding the organ transplant system in China that led it to reach the unavoidable final conclusion that organ harvesting is taking place. He said the tribunal received a great deal of evidence showing that wait times for organs promised by doctors and hospitals in China for transplantation were extraordinarily short, timeframes that are not possible under normal voluntary organ donation systems. The evidence included undercover phone calls to Chinese doctors, as well as testimony from an Israeli doctor who recounted how his patient was told he could receive a heart transplant in China in 2 weeks. Nice said the statistical evidence also revealed that the number of transplants performed did not match the number provided by China's voluntary donor system. Nice said that based on analysis of infrastructure and capacity at 146 Chinese hospitals, a conservative estimate is that 60,000 to 90,000 transplant operations are conducted each year, vastly greater than the figures from the Chinese regime of 10,000 to 20,000. Per year. The tribunal also received consistent evidence from survivors that they were medically tested while incarcerated. These tests were consistent with testing for organ status, Nice said. He noted that the tests seemed particularly out of place because the subjects were also tortured while detained. The results of the tests were also never explained to the victim. The tribunal also received direct evidence of organ harvesting, including from a former surgeon who was instructed to perform organ extractions at a time when the industry was just beginning to grow. Enver Toti recounted how he removed two kidneys and a liver from a death row prisoner who had been shot in his right chest but was still alive.
But what I can recall is, along with my scalpel, tried to cut through his skin. There was blood can be seen. That indicates the heart was still beating. If heart stopped beating, then blood will not come out. And at the same time, also he was trying to struggle to resist my insertion, but he was too weak.
Toti told the Epoch Times sister media NTD on June 17 that his actions have haunted him to this day.
I go to mosque or go to church or go to temples to pray for him in case he was Muslim or he was Christian or he was Buddhist.
While the tribunal concluded that the evidence showed that the Chinese regime had committed crimes against humanity, it found that it could not be certain if it committed the crime of genocide as defined under international law, because it could not prove the intent element of this crime. In its judgment, the tribunal nevertheless said there is justifiable belief in the minds of some or many, rising to probability or high probability, that genocide has been committed. The tribunal said that governments and international bodies must do their duty in relation to the findings of crimes against humanity. It added that there is a duty on those who have the power to institute investigations for and proceedings at international court or at the UN to test whether genocide has been committed. Failing that, the tribunal urged citizens to act jointly to pressure governments so that those governments and international bodies are unable not to act. Finally, the tribunal noted that governments and those interacting with the Chinese regime, including doctors, medical establishments, businesses, and educational institutions, should now recognise that they are, to the extent revealed, interacting with a criminal state. The Chinese regime has repeatedly denied allegations of forced organ harvesting. Ethan Gutman, China Analysis and co-author of a 2016 in-depth report on organ harvesting in China, has been investigating the issue for more than a decade.
Does anyone think that there would be 1.5 million people detained in concentration camps in Xinjiang right now if the world had stood up and stopped what was happening to Falun Gong 10 years ago? Not a chance.
They kill people in a brutal way and then they sell their vital organs. The Nazis didn't do that, but of course they didn't have the technology to do that then.
Humanity is capable of depravity without end, that there's no limit to the evil which people are willing to inflict.
Annie Yang, who was one of several Falun Gong practitioners to give testimony of being tortured and medically tested while detained for her beliefs, told NTD that the judgment was a significant development that could be used to compel people and governments to take action. And that's all for today's special news report on the Epoch Times, folks. Please make sure to leave your comments below. And don't forget to follow along with the Epoch News channel by hitting the subscribe and notifications button. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.